अयोगिरी वरदारे। गोपीजन बलाबा जयो गिरी वरदारे, जयो गिरी वरदारे। जयो व्रज जनरञ्जन जयो। जयो यशोदनन्दन जयो व्रज जनरञ्जन। यमुना तीर वनचारी छायो कुंज बिहारे, छायो छायो। यमुना तीर वनचारी छायो कुंज बिहारे, जयो राध माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राध। गोपी जन बलाब जयो गिरि वरधारे, जयो गिरि वरदारे। यशोदानन्दन जयो गजनरञ्जन जयो। यमुना तीर वनचारी छायो कुंज बिहारे, छायो छायो राध माधव जयो कुंज बिहारे। प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की नटकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नम। आचार्य शील हरिस्तकुल की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिव सदि गुरु भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की, श्री माया पूर्णवद्वीप धाम की, श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी पुरुषोत्तमा क्षेत्र धाम की, गंगा माय की, यमुना माय की, भक्ति देवी की, श्रीमती तुलसी देवी महारानी की, ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की, स्वपेत भक्ता वृंद की, नितई गौर प्रेम आनंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayana Namaskritim Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Ato jaya mudiraye. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Text 45, The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Swatma Britam Mayetante Suguptam Ap Suguptam Apivarnitam Vyapetam loka shastrabhyam bhavam hi bhagavat paraha swatma vrittam mayettam te suguptanapi varnitam Vyapetam loka shastrabhyam bhavan hi bhagavat paraha swatma vrittam mayettam te suguptam api varnitam vyapetam loka shastrabhyam Bhavam hi Bhagavat Paraha. Swa atma pritam the information of the history of self-realization. Maya, by me. Itam, in this way, te, unto you, suguptam, extremely confidential, api, although, varnitam, explain, vyapitam, without, loka shastrabhyam, the opinion of the common men or common laruchos. Bhavan, your good self, he, indeed, Bhagavat Paraha, having fully realized the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care for public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. Purport. A person who is actually a devotee of Krishna does not care about so-called public opinion in Vedic or philosophical literatures. Prahlad Maharaj, who is such a devotee, always defied the false instructions of his father and the so-called teachers who were appointed to teach him. Instead, he simply followed the instructions of Narada Muni, his guru, and thus he always remained a stalwart devotee. This is the nature of an intelligent devotee. The Srimad Bhagavatam instructs Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. One who is actually very intelligent must join the Krishna consciousness movement, realizing his own self as an eternal servant of Krishna, and thus practice constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next verse, 46. Sri Narada Uvacha, Dharmam Paramaham Syambai, Munek Shrututva Sureshwaraha, Puja Itva Tatak Prita, Mantriya Prayayau Griham. Translation. Narada Muni continued, after Prahlad Maharaj, the king of the demons, heard these instructions from the saint, he understood the occupational duties of a perfect person, Paramahamsa. Thus he duly worshipped the saint, took his permission, and then left for his own home. Purport. As quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 8.1.28, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra keninaya, yei Krishna tatva veta sei guru haya. A guru or a spiritual master can be anyone who is well conversant with the science of Krishna. Therefore, although Prahlad Maharaj was a grihastha ruling over the demons, he was a Paramahamsa, the best of human beings, and thus he is our guru. In the list of gurus or authorities, Prahlad Maharaj's name is therefore mentioned. Swayambhur Naradakshambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janakovishmo Balirvayam. The conclusion is that a Paramahamsa is an exalted devotee, Bhagavat Priya. Such a Paramahamsa may be in any stage of life, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasa. and be equally liberated and exalted. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripat Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunjavadi Pachatyadesha Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care for public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. So here the sage, the Brahmana, is appreciating Prahlad Maharaj. And he's appreciating not his material, any material achievement, quality, but he's appreciating that he's free from the dualities of material life and he's free from false ego. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, he doesn't care for public opinion, and he can reject even the scriptures. So Srila Prabhupada said that a person who is actually a devotee of Krishna does not care about so-called public opinion in Vedic or philosophical literatures. So we are here it's been highlighted, the Paramahansas is being portrayed. Paramahansa devotees, pure devotees, who are beyond rules and regulations. And Prahlad Maharaj is an example. He's also a Mahajan, not one of the greatest personalities that Yamaraj described as authorities in the process of devotional service. The scripture that, which scripture will reject? How can be that the greatest devotees are rejecting the Vedas? And they don't care about all the rules and regulations that are in the scriptures. After all, the scriptures are given by Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, we know that prescribed duty is coming from the Vedas. Yagyas come from prescribed duties, and prescribed duties come from Vedas. Vedas come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how is it that now we see in many instances that great devotees, they do not care about the so-called Vedas in public opinion. And we had the example of this Brahmana who took the life of a python. He's in the in a condition in which he's not following the standards of society, and that the society we are in this context is a Vedic society. So He's not following the cleaning rules as far as we see. He's accepting any food that's coming on his way. And if there is no food, he won't eat. So he doesn't follow even a schedule in time for eating. And even the Ayurveda, no? we have certain times. So, well, Prabhupada, he usually share with us some tips of Ayurveda. But in these are part of the Vedas. No? You have also rules for healthy habits. You have rules for cleanliness and rule for worshiping. So when to worship, and we have to use. We have the achamana for even for in war there was regulations. If you're, we know the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj when he's fighting the yakshas, before he's using the Narayana Astra, he performs achamana, achamana and then. But in this case, this brahmana is not it's not like someone is giving him food and then he's using a chamana and then eating. He's just, he doesn't follow rules and regulations. And he's appreciating the Prahlada Maharaj also is beyond that. He doesn't have to follow. Jadat Bharat is another example of a great personality, a Paramahansa, who didn't follow the rules of Vedic society at the time. And on the other hand, if you don't follow the scripture, you're in the standards of Vedic society, you're considered a melecha or a yavana, so a very lower class. But these devotees are respected as the same, they are not following, but at the same time, there are, for example, Prahlad Maharaj is one of our Mahajans. And he's worshipping this Brahmana who is not following any rule. So you have the category of people who are not following the Vedas, who are under, according to the scriptures, they are on the animal level of life. And then you have these Mahajans who also are not following, and they are in the higher stages of life. They are beyond everything. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, he's given instructions to Arjuna on following prescribed duties. We are studying with the devotees in chapter 2. It's in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, and chapter 3, especially chapter 3, Krishna is advising Arjuna to follow the prescribed duties of his varna in ashram in order to be successful. Otherwise, he said, you will become a mithyachara. So mithyachara means someone who is cheating, someone who pretends to be beyond the rules and regulations and gives up all his prescribed duties. But then internally is meditating in things that are not devotional, are not in devotional service. He may be meditating even in sinful activities in Vikarma. And also Krishna in chapter 2 is advising Arjuna in different levels. Sometimes he is advising that you are a kshatriya, so you have to follow your duties as a kshatriya, even if you should fight, because you will gain, you will obtain material gain by fighting, but you can go to the heavenly planet if you lose. If you just fight, you will enjoy the kingdom. Krishna is speaking in different levels to Arjuna, and at the end, he instructs Arjuna to give up all prescribed duties, all dharmas, and just follow his instruction, which
happen to be the sign that he's prescribed you to fight. And so in the same way, the Vedas, there are different scriptures, shastras, who are meant for different levels of people. So in the same way that Krishna is instructing Arjuna and taking Arjuna to different levels till the point of surrender, or to the point of bhakti yoga, in the same way the Vedas are prescribing different duties and rules for different level of consciousness in order to promote finally surrender to Krishna. For instance, we have so many rules for even for material enjoyment. If someone wants to access to good health, there are certain rules, like you can worship in the Srimad Bhagavatam is explained, you can worship the sun god like that. But in everything you want to achieve, you have to follow rules and regulations according to the Vedas. And that's happened also in everything in life. You have to follow, like if you want to go to downtown, you have to follow rules and regulations. You cannot go take the car and then go your own way. So you have to follow rules and regulations, go through lakeshore. You cannot go north because you go to another side. You have to go south. And while you are driving, you have to follow many rules and regulations. Otherwise, you will be fined with a ticket. And if you want to be successful in your job or in your studies, you also have to follow rules and regulations. So there are rules and regulations all over. So rules and regulations are not only for spiritual practitioners. So everyone, it doesn't matter, religious, not religious person, follows rules and regulations. And those who don't follow rules and regulations in our society, they usually go to jail. At least they are very powerful. They go to jail or they are rejected in society. So in a Vedic society also, there was a place for those who weren't following the rules and regulations. They were rejected from society and they have another place outside of the society. And so this point of following rules and regulation is very important. Although here it is said that even Prahlad Maharaj doesn't care about the scripture, but who is Prahlad Maharaj? So he's a Mahajan. So for the rest of the population, the Vedas are giving specific instructions. And Krishna, even in Bhagavad Gita, said that even if you are a Mahajan, if you're a great personality that you don't have to follow rules, still you are advised to follow the instructions. That is what Krishna said to Arjuna. Even if Arjuna, because he actually was qualified, but just for the sake of pastime, he didn't qualify for sannyas. But even though Krishna said that even if you are an atmarati, a self-satisfied person who can control the senses, even though it's better if you act in such a way that you can lead people to follow the scriptures so they can be purified. So Yayat Acharita Shrestas, Krishna said that whatever a Shrestas, a leader, does, then the rest of the people follow that. In devotional service, so we are following Vaidhi Bhakti, isn't it? We are following many rules and regulations also. So even in... So the scriptures that... What are the scriptures that a devotee rejects? Never Bhakti Shastras. For example, Prahlad Maharaj is not, he's not like he doesn't care about Srimad Bhagavatam, because he when he was in the womb of his mother, he listened to Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's why he became a Mahajan, because Narada Muni recites Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam rejects all the scriptures, that's why. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second verse, start with Dharma Prajito Kaitavo, rejecting all Dharma that are materialistic. Because Vedavyas wrote Srimad Bhagavatam when he was mature, in his maturity, and after realizing that actually all these rules and regulations that he presented in the Vedas actually may lead people to sense gratification, because it's all about how to you follow rules and regulations so you can enjoy better, have a better life, etc. And at the end, it's offered moksha, no? When you are already in the last stage in sannyas life, then you really care about self-realization. But in before, it's all about rituals and that and that. So Narada Muni, when he understood that Vyasadeva was disappointed with his own work, he instructed Vyasadeva to describe the pastime of the Lord. So this pastime of the Lord are meant for the Rasika devotees. Rasika bubi babukaha. It's enjoy. It's the ripe fruit of all the Vedic laruchos. It's the cream, the most enjoyable and sublime aspect of the Vedas. And that is never rejected by Paramahansas. Paramahansa will never reject, lead him to do Shravanam, Vishnu Smaranam, to remember Krishna, or to worship Krishna. They may reject the specific ways to do things that are within the material realm, but they will never reject the Bhakti Shastras, like nectar of devotion. You cannot reject nectar of devotion. It's not the glorification of devotional service, not the definition of pure devotional service. Anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam. Paramahansa will never say, I don't care this, jnana. To perform devotional service free from karma or jnana, that's not important. No, that's very important. It's the definition of pure devotional service, it's free from any material desire. So actually, those who are in that level of pure devotional service, there is no need for them to follow rules and regulations, because they are following automatically. Like, for example, you may have the realization of eating, being a vegetarian. So you don't have to, like every time you eat, you have to think, I don't have to eat meat. I don't have to eat meat. And you go for the street, I don't have to eat meat. You don't need the rule. You just are natural vegetarian. So for people who are vegetarian, there is no need of a rule about prohibiting meat, because they will never eat meat. And if they eat meat once, it will be because of a special situation, like a very survival situation, something like that. So in the same way, the great Paramahansa, they follow, but sometimes they may do things that are looked like they are against the scripture, because they don't have to follow and they may adjust things. But from the sadaka or the practitioner, devotee, they follow rules and regulations. Otherwise, devotional service becomes a perturbance for society. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina. If you don't follow the Pancharatras and the scriptures on bhakti, then your devotional service becomes a disturbance to the community, even the community of devotees. So when one tries to be beyond rules and regulations without the qualification, like like Prahlad Maharaj, then whatever you do is just a perturbance to the rest of the society. We have an example of Srila Prabhupada sometimes not following rules, but he didn't create any disturbance just for the sake of preaching. Or not like, well, there is an instance in which Srila Prabhupada was with a guest and he asked for prasadam, and the devotees told him, well, actually it's been offered right now, so we cannot bring any prasadam. And Prabhupada said, take it from the altar. So the devotee went and the pujari was offering the prasadam. So he just finished offering, he was waiting. And the devotee entered and took the prasadam, and the other pujari, he was very bewildered. What are you doing? What Prabhupada told me, you know? And then they gave the prasadam to the guest. But we cannot do the same. Srila Prabhupada had a particular purpose, etc. And so sometimes he may do things that he may not, the same rule that he was given, he may not follow, because he didn't have to follow than to be Krishna conscious. The point of following rules and regulations is just to remember Krishna and never forget him. So that's why we enter, when we enter in the temple, we ring the bell, we take off our shoes, just to remember we are entering in the temple of the Lord. When we are serving Krishna, we have some lot of rules about cleanliness, just to remember that we are serving the greatest personality. But however, if someone may try even to attempt to be beyond those rules, is imagine that just to try to worship the deity without following the rules, how much chaos you can provoke in the temple. If the cook doesn't care about all the rules, then all the offerings different. Then if the pujaris don't care about the time, they say, okay, I want to do Mangalarti 5 o'clock. I'm just tired. Instead of 4:30. So when we can reject scriptures, in Bhagavad Gita, there are some scriptures that actually we are rejecting. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, don't be attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. Although Krishna first advised to follow the Vedas, the worshipping of demigods, then Krishna said, no, worshipping of demigods is for less intelligent people, and actually you have to follow the purpose of the Vedas, which is to know me. I am the compiler of the Vedas, Vedanta Krit Vedavid Eva Chahan, and I am the purpose of the Vedas. So you can reject everything that is not going directly, direct devotional service. So in that way, for example, we don't follow so many rules that are in the Vedas. It's someone from a Brahmana family in India, a smart Brahmana, they will point to many faults in the way we worship and do things. But we don't care, because Srila Prabhupada gave us the essence of the scripture and the essence of the rules and regulations, which is to remember always Krishna. And we follow rules, but only the rules that were given by our Acharya. Prabhupada said that he gave only 1% of the rules and regulations. And because he gave only 1%, people were telling that he was an orthodox. What to speak if he gave 99%? No way we can follow us. Like Manu Sanghita has so many rules, and even Hari Bhakti Vilas, which was a scripture for Vaishnavas at the time of the Goswamis, also has so many rules and regulations that we don't follow exactly. And so we also are rejecting certain sections of scriptures, but we are not rejecting the Vedas itself, the purpose of the Veda. We just don't do so many rituals for different, like for example, some Indian families, they come to the temple and then want devotees to do this puja for this puja, this puja, this puja. But for the devotees, how Prabhupada instructs is just chanting Hare Krishna. Any ritual, you just chant Hare Krishna. Once even Prabhupada was invited to install deities in a house of a grihastha, and they were expecting Prabhupada to do a lot of rituals and mudras, and Prabhupada just chant Hare Krishna, and then they say, so this is installed already. And in Vrindavan temple, Srila Prabhupada, and I think he hired brahmanas from Vrindavan for the installation of Krishna Balaram and the inauguration of the temple. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, he explained that actually the installation was because of the kirtan that the devotees did. And he said, we don't care actually about all these rituals, but just to help and don't create disturbance in Vrindavan to the people who have so much, they are very much concerned about all the rules. Other, if Prabhupada wouldn't do it that way, then they won't accept the deities at bona fide, etc. So, but Prabhupada really, he didn't care about all these complicated rituals. But he cared only about preaching. And if for preaching it's necessary to do more rituals, then he will do it. And the devotees are advised to do whatever it may be more attractive so people will come closer to Krishna. So especially in the West, the less rules and regulation, the better, because it's already difficult for people to take to Krishna consciousness. So with whatever Prabhupada gave, it's enough. So if we try to put more things, then in India sometimes the devotees are more complex, which is nice. But sometimes it can become very complicated. Some people will say, I will never be able to worship the deity if I have to do all these things. Prabhupada make it very simple. Even we can worship a picture of Lord Chaitanya in our house. We can worship a book. As far as we chant Hare Krishna, Panchatattva mantra, then we are on the right track according to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, therefore, at the end of the purport, he said, and the Srimad Bhagavatam instructs Yagya Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha, that the only real, like, sacrifice or ritual that you never should reject is the Sankirtan Yagya, that is suggested for Sumedha, or people who are intelligent. They will take to this sacrifice or ritual, which is the purest of all, which is the Hare Krishna chanting. So one who is actually very intelligent must join the Krishna consciousness movement, realizing his own self as an eternal servant of Krishna. So these are the essence of the scripture, is that we are Krishnera Nityadas. We are an eternal servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupa Haya, that's the eternal dharma of the living entity, is to worship Krishna. And how to worship Krishna? Is through Satatam Kirtayantaman, by glorifying Him, by chanting His glories. So in that way, Srila Prabhupada gave it very simple. So you perform Sankirtan and understand that you are an eternal servant. And if you follow that, there is no need of all other scriptures. But in order to improve our practice of Sankirtan, we have deity worship. Deity worship has a lot of rules and regulations, and we follow those that are given by Srila Prabhupada. But Even in there are certain circumstances that you can adjust even the rules for worshiping the deity, but you never adjust the chanting of the holy name. So you can adjust other aspects of devotional service according to time, place, but the chanting of Hare Krishna or the worshiping of Krishna through the chanting of the holy name, it will remain, it should remain always. Because it is the essence of all yagyas. So, if, for example, you cannot worship the deity without chanting of the holy name. You can do all the rituals, but if you don't chant the holy name, then you're missing the most important thing. So, if you have arati, therefore, in every temple in ISKCON, when there is arati, there is chanting. If nobody's chanting there, we just play music, the Maha Mantra. So, it may be not. It may not be perfect in terms of ritual, but it's perfect because the chanting of the holy name is there. And that makes perfect. So in the same way, devotees, sometimes they do ritual for children, you know, for the grain ceremony. And those rituals they have a lot of faults, even marriage, everything, but because the chanting of the holy name is there, they become perfect. Okay, we have 10 minutes, and if you want to add something, some of it, my point, the point it was that on the one hand you have Paramahansa who reject all rules and regulations, then but Vedas in general people have to follow rules and regulations, but devotees, they don't reject, they are not in the level like Paramahansas, but they also reject certain rules and regulations that are not favorable for devotional service. So they just follow the essence, but we follow Vaidhi Bhakti, we follow many rules and regulations, we may adjust them, but we never will reject the pastime of Krishna, or Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Never reject the chanting of the holy name. Sual Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. I was just thinking that you mentioned in your presentation that there's different levels, both the Vedas and Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, he presents instructions to Arjuna that are in different levels of Krishna consciousness. And in reality, we can see that there is a, like you also mentioned, the Dharma Prajito Kaitavotra verse, that we can understand from that there's rules and regular dharma means also prescribed duties. Prescribed means there's regulations. Just the word implies that is, you know, it's prescribed and you have to follow the prescription. You know, the goal of in different levels is different. So we have the dharma that the goal is material, you know, gratification, sense gratification.
Karma kanda.
So the karma kanda, and there's rules and regulations, there's prescriptions to achieve that within, you know, the Vedas. And then we have other parts of the Vedas, the Upasana Kanda, that have also prescriptions. And then we have what the Bhagavatam give, that is the Param Dharma, that also when we read that there is also regulations and rules to be followed in that Param Dharma. So there's those different levels and there's different goals. So the different levels have different goals. Now, in terms of the Paramahansa, you explained that the Paramahansa isn't the, it's almost like you reach the goal, you don't have, you mentioned the example of if you want to go to downtown, you don't go, you know, north. You know, there's a particular destination, so there's a particular route that you have to follow in these rules to get there.
Yes.
Once you get there, there's no need to follow rules. You're already there, right? So I guess, you know, that's the position of the Paramahansa. When you're there, you know,
you're remembering that. Krishna all the time.
But you also mentioned that Krishna says, even myself, I follow. I mean, Krishna, even myself, I follow the prescribed duties for, you know, the benefit of people in general who needs to follow, you know, rules and regulations. So that's some thoughts.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, I can read the verse. If I did not perform prescribed duties, that's Krishna, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I could be the cause of creating unwanted population, Varna Sankar, because Arjuna had argued, no, that he didn't fight. So for fighting, he will be cause of unwanted population, because women will be unprotected, etc. But here Krishna said, I would be the cause of unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings by not following. So in general, like Bhagavad Gita is for everyone. And this is the advice of Krishna, that we follow prescribed duties. And to Arjuna, he's saying that. But however, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he's saying that finally we are giving up the main prescribed duty is the Krishna's instruction and the instruction of the spiritual master. And because Krishna is aware of this, and the spiritual master, always they will advise us to follow rules and regulations. But we don't follow prescribed duty for the sake of the prescribed duty. We follow prescribed duty because Krishna wants us to follow prescribed duties. And also because our spiritual master, they also give us many rules and regulations, and they want us to act according to our different ashrams and varnas.
In that second chapter of the first canto, in which, you know, after saying, you know, parandharma, sabai punsam parodharma, then, you know, he goes and say, you know, that how those prescribed duties of your varnas, they only, you know, acceptable if they're done, you know, srava eva hi kevalam.
Yes, there are ways of time.
No, what is it? Haritoshanam. What is that verse?
Samsiddhi Haritoshanam.
Samsiddhi Haritoshanam. That is for...
Arnasam Vibhagasaha.
Yeah, for the pleasure of Krishna. Just so your prescribed duties becomes... It will be, you know, within that paramdharma when it's done for the pleasure of Krishna. And if it's not... for the pleasure of Krishna, it doesn't create, you know, the connection with Krishna. Is shama eva hi kevalam. Shama eva hi kevalam. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, that verse is the before the Swanyutitasya Dharmasya, Samsidir Haritoshanam. We'll look it here. So Krishna said that the perfection of all varnas in ashram, all prescribed duties, is to please Krishna. And then the other verse, what you mentioned, Shrama Eva Hikevaland, if you don't develop that impetus for serving Krishna, not padyadye yadi ratin, attachment to Krishna, by performing your prescribed duty, then your activities are considered useless. Because this section is really nice. Because all the activities are meant finally for liberation, aparvagyasya, for obtaining, for being free from material life. So if the activities itself are creating more bondage, then there is no question of spiritual life. So therefore, also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is advising Krishna to Arjuna karma bandana, to don't perform karma bandana. That if you offer the activities to me, then you are free from karma bandana, from karma itself. So you will perform a karma. So that's really, yeah. So in that way, with Bhagavad Gita, with Bhagavad Gita, you cannot argue that you cannot follow rules. With Bhagavad Gita is all about, but with Bhagavatam, with Srimad Bhagavatam, you can argue about renunciation, giving up prescribed duties, and you have verses that will justify it. Well, but Bhagavad Gita is
the puzzling part of the Bhagavad Gita is, you know, when everything is established and Krishna says Sarva Dharma Paritya,
yes, thank everything.
You. So you know it becomes, you know, and it's the last instruction. So. And that's where the Bhagavatam starts.
Yes, and Bhagavatam starts for Paramahansas. It's for the person who Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, one who have already surrendered to Krishna. So one who is following the Sarva Dharma, is willing to follow Sarva Dharma Parityaja. One who is willing to follow only one Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, which is that's the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, that you follow Sanatana Dharma, and because your prescribed duty becomes Sanatana Dharma, because you are following the Krishna's instruction. In the case of Arjuna, it's no more his just Swadharma, it's his Sanatana Dharma, because Krishna is telling you, you fight, you participate in the battlefield. So the principle is to follow Krishna's instruction. He's not simply following the duties of a kshatriya. He's following the duties of a devotee, which is to follow the instruction of Krishna. So in that way, therefore, the Mahajans, if we read, there are many Grihasthas among the Mahajans. Only Narada Muni is Brahmachari, but the Prahlad Maharaj is a Grihastha. There are from different Varnas in Ashram. You have Brahmana, Kshatriyas. But all of them are following Sanatana Dharma. And they may perform their prescribed duties perfectly or not, according to the Sanatana Dharma, according to what they are being asked to do. So sometimes even there may be a Brahmana may have to act as a Kshatriya, or a Kshatriya as a Brahmana, and that's against the Dharma. But if it's an instruction of Krishna or the spiritual master, the devotee will act that way. Anything else? Okay, perfect time. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.